Good morning. Today is Friday, December 22nd. We have Sam Dapsovich with the Department of Transportation. Sam, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Colette?
I am good, thank you. So let me know what's going on.
So we've had a bit of a change in plans. We were, as I've told you in the past, we were going to put in concrete lanes, and there was a lot of effort going on there to get that accomplished. But the weather has just not been our friend in this situation, and so we've got some pretty stormy weather on the way, lots of rain and wind, and followed by, we believe the temperatures are supposed to cool down, and these conditions are not conducive to curing concrete. And we don't want to put it down and then have a bad inferior surface. And so a decision's been made to put in gravel lanes until the spring, and we'll keep those maintained. I'm going to have more details together. We're working on an update for the community that we'll post to Facebook later today. But we still do intend to open the road to full traffic tomorrow morning, and that'll be two-way traffic with no scheduled openings. It'll just be open. One more thing. Since those lanes are going to be gravel, we will want people to make sure they drive through there with caution and take it a little slower as they pass through that area.
Okay, yeah, that is a change of plans. Thank you. So that means obviously there's no second concrete pour. Do you anticipate that the road will be accessible 24/7?
I think that it will be that way. I'm still talking with our team about getting an update together for the community, but I believe it will be regular 24/7 open, an open road until we go back into construction when the temperatures warm up in the spring.
Okay, great. And then could you talk about the drone in a box? You mentioned in our previous meeting that power is now at the site. Is the drone in a box running yet, or when do you?
I need to ask our team. I don't know for sure if it's running yet or not, but I will ask them this morning and get you an answer on that. I know that they intended to have it running, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, and then what do you know about the weather stations?
The last update I had on the weather stations was that they would be installed within a couple weeks. And so I haven't heard anything different since then, but I will also follow up with you on that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Do you have any more updates?
I don't. That's all I know right now, but we'll keep putting out updates on Facebook to let the community know what's going on, and we'll keep talking to KSDK.
Perfect. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Sam.
No problem, Colette.
Have a good day.
You too.